Mall of America. For more than 30 years, it has been a retail leader and an international destination, and it remains the largest mall in the U.S. Not to mention, it welcomes millions of guests from around the world. It's huge, but it's also so much more. In this podcast, you're going to hear the real stories of how it started and why it continues to thrive. You'll hear about challenges we faced along the way and what you can learn from them. We will feature guests and experts from all walks of life and business, and along the way, you'll laugh, learn, and maybe even change the way you look at things. So if you're a fan of the mall, a brand new visitor, an entrepreneur, or a dreamer, prepare to dive deep into so much more. This podcast is presented by the Bloomington Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Hello and welcome to So Much More, a Mall of America podcast. We're talking with business leaders, we're discussing best practices, and telling a lot of great stories. I'm Jill Renslow, I'm the Chief Business Development and Marketing Officer at Mall of America, and I am joined with these three wonderful gentlemen that I work with every single day that are my co-hosts, and we're going to have a conversation to kick off this podcast that we are now bringing to the world. So welcome, guys.
Awesome. Thank you.
So let's kick it off with introducing who you all are. So Chris, then Dan, then Grant, let's introduce who you are and what you do at Mall of America.
Sure. I'm Chris Grupp. I'm the VP of Experiential at Mall of America, which we have made up over the years. I started my career in film production and found my way to Mall of America actually through my connections at the Minnesota Film Board, and started here as a business development specialist, which has been a long, winding road to where we are now.
But you make fun of this title, but Chris, it's because of the creativity and these job descriptions that got to where you're at today.
I know, it's crazy. I mean, I joke that I still don't know what that title is, and I'm so thankful for the opportunity we have. But really, so I oversee events, entertainment, and the AV team, and really all the guest-facing activations and events we do, and work extensively with Nickelodeon. So it is truly, it's all the fun stuff in the building. So
I love it.
I'm very privileged to have that.
Thank you for joining us. Next
up. I am Dan Jasper. I'm Senior Vice President of MOA Press, a new business venture inside Mall of America that we'll probably talk about in a little more detail. I've been here 17 years, almost 18 years. I'm a Gemini. I don't know if you want to know that too.
Sure.
I'm a heck of a catch for someone listening. I just remember when Chris, because I knew Chris when he was at the film board, which was awesome. And I just remember how he came to work like the first week, how dressed up he was. And it was so uncomfortable for him.
I read the handbook.
And it said, you're the only one.
No facial hair for men or women, apparently. And it, you had to have a tie, and it was like long sleeves. I had to buy all new stuff, and I came in so uncomfortable.
Where are the pictures of this? Like,
there are
all,
none.
Of
there
all
are
the
none.
Things, like, I still haven't seen those.
It, like,
it was awesome.
It was a terrifying day. I was already nervous and sweating, and then I felt like a little kid in dad's clothes coming in here. And as soon as I walked through the door down in our old offices, like, nobody was dressed that way. Nobody.
So for those that are listening, be sure to tune into the visuals of our podcast because you'll be able to be entertained by Chris's wardrobe each podcast. He delights us with his colorful shirts every day. We love it.
It's much more comfortable now than it
absolutely.
Was.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, Dan. And Grant, tell us about yourself.
Yes. I'm Grant Bungie. I'm the Vice President of Marketing here for Mall of America. I'm the new guy. I'm 3 years in, but sitting at this table, there's a lot of great experience that has been here. So I still feel like the new guy, but sometimes I'm starting to feel like, oh, I know what's going on, and I've been around and, you know the ins and outs of the building and the team that we work with. So I run the creative team, the media side of things, and the digital side of things. So really excited to be here.
Awesome.
Love it. And you know, I have the pleasure of working with you three every single day and love the opportunity to lead business development and marketing here at Mall of America, and started this journey as an intern. And you know, we have so many fun stories to tell and career paths, and to be able to work for a company for my entire career now over 25 years, it's just been a pleasure to have the opportunity to see this dynamic property change over time. And I think that's one of the things we want to share. Every time we have an experience at Mall of America, whether it's an event or a new store opening or a seasonal change, we always say, you know, we want to be able to tell these stories even through more other dynamic channels. So I would love to hear from all of you, just to give a little sneak peek to the listeners and viewers about what's in store with our podcast, of a fun story or a favorite memory that you have of Mall of America over the years that you've worked here. So Dan, why don't you kick us off?
Sure. Well, I think first of all, there's so many cool stories here at Mall of America, and I think it's awesome that, for instance, our top executive started as an intern. Mm-hmm. I think that really speaks to this company culture. And I think part of what we're hoping to do with this podcast is talk about culture and talk about good lessons that any industry, any business leader, any college student can learn from, right? So I think that's part of what we're going to instill along the way. I love to think about celebrities, and I have so many stories, but I'll share one right now, because you're going to hear about celebrities on this podcast too as well. And you're going to hear about times we've messed up as well, right? And lessons we've learned.
No one's perfect.
But I will tell you that most recently we had XMOG Pop. Mm-hmm. Come again. They yes. came during COVID and did an appearance. And that is a group that JoJo Siwa and her mom helped to develop, a group of young females, performers, who really their energy level is high, right? And really big. I had the chance to work, this is a bit of a story, I apologize, but we worked on a book together, right? In the front of that book is a photo of JoJo Siwa, because she loves this place. And she was awesome. And one of our team members had a book signed for me. She signed my picture, which was amazing. So the opportunities and the way that team members here look after each other and care for each other, that's part of what you learn as well through the podcast.
So the big question, did she get an autograph book from you as well?
She didn't. I didn't even think about it. I should have done it. But she did say that she loved the book, so that was awesome.
Well, speaking of celebrities, Chris, you have the opportunity to work with a lot of celebrities with your team, with events, experiential, and entertainment. And you come from the film world, so you have brushed elbows with a lot of celebrities and actors and actresses over time. Who's been your favorite or maybe most memorable?
Most memorable far and away for me is when Arnold Schwarzenegger was here on his book tour. I mean, in my world, and honestly, he's become, I think, far more relevant recently again. Yes. He's really taken to social. His daily newsletter is absolutely fantastic and valuable. But at the time, you know, I feel like Arnold Schwarzenegger wasn't necessarily known to this generation the way he is now. But for me, a VHS kid from the 80s, yep. this man is a yep. titan. You know, my dad's hero, my hero. So I was joking one day when it was announced that he was gonna be here to my former coworker and now wife, Sarah, who worked yep. with Dan in PR. Well, if you need somebody to introduce Arnold, I'd happily do it. Through whatever set of circumstances occurred,
the magic worked.
It ended up falling to me. And it was like, really? I need to get the crowd hyped up and ready for Arnold Schwarzenegger. And that was a once in a lifetime experience that was super fun. And he was so generous with his time, with the fans. And it was just really assuring too, because as you said, you know, you work with people and people are people. They have good days and they have bad days. But he was so fantastic and so appreciative of his fans, and just to see how many different people he meant something to, because everybody had a story and he took the time and listened and shared with them. And that was a huge, huge day for me. That was great.
So we had you at Arnold. Yeah. You're locked in and ready to go.
3 months after I started working here, I was like, oh, this is great. This is perfect. Yeah. Done deal.
I love it.
Yeah.
And Grant, you come from the agency world. Yeah. So I remember talking with you in your interview and warning you of the craziness that you were about to walk into. And I don't think you believed me, but now that you're a few years in, what are some of the most memorable moments you've had?
Yeah, I think the one that sort of sticks out is even pre-starting to work here is I had the privilege of having Mall of America as a client, right? From the agency side, through a relationship, we started doing work for Mall of America. And our first assignment was around a holiday. Yeah. And we had our research team, we broke down a bunch of stuff. Like, we thought we came prepared to the meeting. And started talking about
surprise
everything that was going on. We're like, we have these ideas, we have this, and there was a group of people that was like, oh no, this is what we have planned for holiday, right? And I sat back and I said, oh my gosh, like, there is so much that Mall of America is doing any given time of year. The challenge that we still have is, how do we communicate those out to the right people that, you know, care about certain things that are out there, and how do we promote everything that's going on. And I think as I've now in my role, and that is part of what we do, I keep that in the back of my mind, right? Where it's like, hey, even the people that are looking for things and researching and coming up with a plan, that still is a challenge that's out there. And the pace that we're moving on and the number of things is what Jill talked about in our interview, where it's like, there is a lot going on. Like, that is part of what we do. So
I remember that meeting and that presentation.
I do too.
And I remember going to Dan afterward going like, have they not come in the north entrance?
I mean, we had visits out here before. We had teams. We did it was crazy. But
rookies.
Yeah, that's exactly.
But that's exactly the thing. Like, it is so big and it can be so overwhelming. Yeah. How do you communicate what this place can be to any given guest at any time? So, I remember that well, and that was an interesting meeting for all of us. And it's great that you're on the other side now with the challenge of sharing that information with everybody.
Exactly.
We love having you on the team. It's been a great addition. So, you guys know, I mean, I worked in the events team when I first started, so I have so many fun stories about events. But honestly, some of my best memories of this place are the community events that we do, whether it's on property or if it's offsite. And honestly, as much as I complained about plunging into freezing cold water, those have been some of the most memorable days when our entire team dresses up in costume and themes and goes out and jumps into one of the Minnesota lakes, you know, just right here in the Twin Cities Metro. And just super fun, especially because we just go along with the flow and wear these crazy costumes and just have a blast and know that we're making a big difference. And so those memories last a lifetime and are very valuable to me and my memories that are here.
I agree, and those are wonderful, and the things we do here are amazing. But I just want to share something, because insights on this podcast are part of what we bring as well, right? And there's a lot of companies where executives are busy, right? They're always busy. And they oftentimes overlook things that bring true value, whether that's to one guest or a family. We have a lot of Make-A-Wish kids that come to the mall. What people don't know is that our co-leadership team, our chief marketing officer and our chief operations officer, and they don't do it in front of cameras, they don't do it for hoopla, they make a point of always meeting with those families, along with our entertainment team and our characters. But our top executives make time every single time. And I think that's a lesson that other companies could learn from. So it's not only the public stuff that we do, but it's the private stuff that people never hear about.
Well, it's the right thing to do. And we lead with our hearts. And it's something that we build throughout our culture. And so as we thought about this idea about creating a podcast, there were so many ideas that we threw out there, and there's just so many stories and best practices. And Dan, you said out of the gate, like, we're also going to talk about the not so glamorous elements and the mistakes that we've made, because hopefully they'll help somebody else down the road. So you guys talked to me about, like, as we started concepting this idea, how do we come up with the name and the overarching purpose of why we're doing this? Dan, why don't you give us a start on that?
I'm happy to. We talked a lot and we played around. I actually came up with probably 8 or 9 names, all of which pretty much sucked, to be honest. I'm just going to go there, right? And we talked to some experts and stuff. And I was actually sitting in an office with one of our colleagues that we all work with, who has a very loud and robust laugh. Julie, who's also producing this show for us, and she was just saying, Dan, there's so much more here at Mall of America. Why don't you come? And then it was just like, yeah, hello. Because we tried to capture everything and we couldn't do it. Yep. The truth is, there's so much that we can't really. It's kind of your lesson that you were talking about, is how do you talk about all this stuff? That's kind of how we came up with the name. And then it kind of resonated with everybody. Was, yep, that's it.
And we learn that all the time. Sometimes we push ourselves so hard to come up with that clever name or campaign, and a lot of times it's sitting right in front of us.
Right in front of
and
us.
And it's so much more is truly who we are, because we always talk about we're so much more than a mall. Even the mall's in our name, we're so much more than that. And it just follows through with every topic that we talk about.
Absolutely.
So Chris and Grant, anything else to add?
No, I think I was in those conversations with Dan, and it was a lot of back and forth on what we want the name to express, right? Of people and how they're interacting with this podcast. And I think the ideas were good. It's just, you can tell when something isn't quite right.
Yep, exactly.
And it's like, oh, this isn't quite it. And then when he came and talked, he's like, I think I've got it. I was like, yeah, that, I think that's it. That's the right thing. So
yeah, it kind of fit for all of us.
And I think that's a big part of it too. You know, from your experience, we go back to that meeting, the holiday pitch, and understanding there is so much more that we do here.
Yeah.
And we still have guests who come here. We have friends who are coming here for a potential project tomorrow. And the first time they were here, that's when they really got what the opportunities were here.
Yeah.
You have to see it to understand. It's so much more than, again, I joke, like, we're not a mall, we are the mall.
We are the mall.
And if malls want to survive, they need to do what we're doing.
Absolutely.
And I think it's a great catalyst for conversation. Yep. That's why it makes sense. Like, we've learned so much here.
Yep.
Share those
and
things.
And continue to learn.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
So as we continue to build out this first season, and we're going to have multiple episodes, so let's talk about what people can expect, because there's never going to be the same podcast twice. I mean, we have so much to talk about, and how do we prioritize what that content is? Obviously, there's so many things that are happening. So, Chris, talk a little bit about, you know, what should the listeners and viewers expect from this podcast?
Well, to be entertained. through our stories as well.
I think
hopefully, yes, little witty banter, but also some of the unexpected lessons. It's not just going to necessarily be people that are directly tied to the industry, but partners of ours over the years and those shared lessons we've learned, putting on events together, working on attractions together, because there's so many different disciplines and perspectives and practices that come together to make this what it is. I think people will be surprised at who we have on as guests and learn something from everybody.
Yeah, and I think that's, for me, it's those guests going in deeper on some of the things, right? Like, people know around, you know, some of the events we do, but like, let's talk in detail about a specific event or a specific initiative and really like peel back what went into it, the decisions that were made. Yep. I think that's the exciting part, is going deeper on some of those topics.
And I agree. And I think I think our listeners will be surprised at the topics and the guests, in terms of they're not all going to be centered around retail or a mall or what they might think of when you hear Mall of America. We're going to have industry leaders from technology, from digital, from entertainment, from the wrestling world.
I didn't want to tip my hand too early.
Right? But sorry to ruin the thunder.
Professional wrestlers, yes, absolutely.
So it's going to be unexpected, and I think that's going to be part of the fun.
Yeah, so talk about who would actually really benefit from this type of content. Who do you think is going to be our top listeners and viewers?
I believe that it's going to be anyone with any common sense will be listening to So Much More. Actually, I think it's going to be business leaders from all industries, but I also think it's going to be people with an entrepreneurial spirit, people that want to learn and grow, whether that's I'm an artist and I just want to learn how to do something, or I want to hear a different perspective, or whether that's a small business person, or whether it's a community activist. I think it's the people with a curiosity factor that they're going to want to tune in and go like, what can I learn? Because every week is going to be different.
Absolutely. So, Chris, give them a little sneak peek about something that most people don't know about Mall of America.
I think one of the biggest things is that we collaborate so closely across every team is involved in nearly every project. And I think that's one of the big secrets, is that a lot of people have ownership over what we do because people get their fingerprints on it. A lot of times the reason we find success is from involving the different disciplines and different departments very early on. So while I might be looked at as in experiential, and you're in marketing, and you're in communications, we all work together with our counterparts. We have to, in order to be successful. And I think that, for me, is the big appeal of what we do. Again, coming from film, it was a collaboration. Yeah. Everybody knew what the goal was. We're all working together to do it. And that spirit is here. And I think that's one of those lessons to learn, is how are you communicating with all these different departments and disciplines, how not to make assumptions about what people know or what they don't know. Yeah. So I think, to me, that's a big thing, is how we work as a team.
Yeah, and I would say that even extends outside of our team, right? Like, I think the truly successful partnerships with, you know, organizations outside of Mall of America or tenants or, you know, different leaders out there, the more that we're all valuing each other's opinion and moving everything forward, those are the things that are really successful. And I think bringing those people on, you'll see how we work as an organization with those different partnerships as well.
Absolutely. And I know we all listen to a lot of podcasts. So we know what's out there.
Yes.
So let's talk about what's going to be different. What are we going to offer that's not already out there? Grant, if you want to get us started.
Yeah, you know, I think the variety of topics, right, that Dan touched on a little bit is going to be the a great piece for those that are curious. And I think in the podcast that I personally like listening to, I like being challenged of like, I know nothing about this. Like this last topic I knew a little bit about, but the next one I was like, that's really interesting. I know nothing about, you know, how snow plowing works in the city of Minneapolis, right? Like, I know nothing, but I
is
would be interested
to know. Is it
too
soon for me to say not well?
Yes. I have no, how do they fix the
potholes? Just joking, I love Minneapolis. Yes.
So I think that's the interesting thing for me is like, hey, it's pushing outside that curiosity. And for those people that are curious, I think this is gonna be great.
I think for me, it's the unexpected lessons learned. Mall of America, we have a tradition, we have a history for 30 years now of trying big things, of being gutsy, of attempting things, and sometimes they flop. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna talk about the times that we flopped and what we learned from those as well. And I think that's applicable to all businesses.
Love it. Well, we're super excited about this upcoming season. And
yes,
to let our listeners and viewers know a little bit about who you guys are, I have a little speed round.
Love a speed round.
And I love it because you guys have no idea the topics that I'm going to ask you, which makes it even more interesting. So just quick, don't be looking at the Okay, so just whatever first comes to your mind, and we're just going to go around, okay?
Starting
so we'll start
here?
With
yeah,
Chris.
I just want to know.
Okay. Favorite Nickelodeon character?
Wormy from SpongeBob.
Okay, you can't use that one because you just learned about Wormy.
No, I love Wormy. It's my favorite episode.
Do you?
If you haven't seen the episode Wormy, it's fantastic.
Wait, can you give me? Oh, this is we're speed round.
I don't know
totally
anything about
Wormy.
Sorry, you started it.
This is slow down round.
Real quick.
Sorry, SpongeBob has to watch this worm in a jar, and they're best friends, and they love it. And then the worm is caterpillar turns into a butterfly. So he believes the butterfly killed Wormy, and now the butterfly escapes and is wreaking havoc on Bikini Bottom because, of course, SpongeBob doesn't know.
Well,
it just
that's a character many people don't know about, so thank you for opening
it's hilarious.
Up our...
Oh, okay, then I'll say DoodleBob. DoodleBob is also great.
Dan, you're up next. We're moving on.
I'm going to go with SpongeBob just because he's iconic, and my favorite roller coaster is named after him.
Love it.
I'm a Donatello fan. Old school.
Turtles.
Turtle.
How about you?
Sandy Cheeks.
Okay.
Cheeks.
Great.
Cheeks. Love Sandy.
Yeah.
She's playful, fun, bubbly. It's good. Okay. Favorite restaurant, past or present, at Mall of America?
Oh, but that's because, well, Twin City Grill, but otherwise it'd be Pasta Mania because that's hilarious.
It's past. You're
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I know.
my current one would be Twin City Grill for me as well. Past one would be Tucci Panucci.
Love
Tucci.
I sort of go through phases, but I'm in a Cantina Laredo. You can find me there eating
good.
Their fajitas at lunch occasionally by myself.
So
love it. Best Black Friday deal ever. We're here really early, so we get the best options.
That's a tough one for me. It was probably the PS5s this year.
Okay.
For me, it was, I had about 3 Black Fridays in a row where I bought a new winter jacket at Macy's every year because it had a great deal.
Love it.
I bought a zip line for my kids this year. Like you attach it to a tree.
Where'd you get that?
Urban Air.
So it wasn't here at Mall of America.
Yeah.
It's a new concept. Yeah,
we were here working on Black Friday. He was at another place.
Like, wait a second. You're
gonna
not
talk
allowed
about
to shop
our
online,
failures.
Chris. Yeah, you know, I love it. Okay, so outside of Black Friday, what is your favorite retail holiday?
Probably Memorial Day. Does that count? There's a lot of great sales over Memorial Day.
He's looking for mattresses.
No,
I was
really
just going to say, buying a mattress.
That's when we bought our mattress from the store downstairs.
Okay, my speed round is
so
falling apart.
Yeah, totally. We did. Yeah, God. I would say probably Nordstrom semi-annual sale.
Sure.
I'm just a sucker for a stock up sale. Like, I'm old school. Like, hey, you buy more of these things and you get more of it. They get me like, oh, why would I just buy 2? If I buy 4, I get this much.
It's a deal.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay, you guys went a different direction with that. I was just looking for a retail holiday, Christmas, Mother's Day.
Seriously, the biggest deal we got was
we'll go with Easter.
We live in the world of retail.
Mother's Day, Mom, Mother's Day, 100%.
Okay, last question. What are you most excited for with this podcast?
Honestly, to learn from you, we don't all get a chance to sit down and talk like this, and I'm excited to see what is revealed in these conversations.
Yeah, I think that's the same for me, is lessons learned and just hearing stories in a different perspective that I haven't heard before.
Yes, I've seen the guest list that we are planning for. I'm excited for the conversations with all of us with those guests.
I love it. Agree with you guys. We can't wait to be able to share so much more with all of you. So tune in for more episodes. You can find us on mallofamerica.com or the favorite place that you find your podcasts. So thanks so much, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of So Much More. If you want to hear more, be sure to subscribe to our podcast wherever you find your favorites, including Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts. And you can also watch a video cast on YouTube. Go to podcast.mallofamerica.com to leave a review, ask a question, or give us an idea for the show. Until next time, thanks for listening. So Much More is presented by the Bloomington Convention and Visitors Bureau, the official destination marketing organization for the city of Bloomington, Minnesota. Before your next trip to Mall of America, visit bloomingtonmn.org for answers to all your travel questions, deals and packages for hotel stays, and so much more.